Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
14 before 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Dane Cialino will be coming up. I misread. Kirk Talbot is our guest now, Louisiana State Senator, to give us an update on the legislative session. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm all right. I appreciate your time. Tell me some of the things that got your attention or that are still in play, I guess, during the session, because it doesn't end until June 6th at 6 p.m., I think?
Right.
So what are some of the things, the bills that are still being debated, some that have your attention? And specifically, I guess, you had a bill about carjacking. Is that right?
Yeah, that bill actually passed passed final passage yesterday. So it increased the penalties for if you cause serious bodily injury in a carjacking. I know you remember the horrific incident where the woman was dragged down the street in Mid-City and had her arm severed, and then she unfortunately passed away. We did not have a statute specifically that would punish them more if they caused serious bodily injury. So in that case, if that woman would have lived, that perpetrator just would have been charged with simple carjacking. So this puts a mandatory 10 years in prison, no chance of parole if you cause serious bodily injury during a carjacking. And it increases the penalties if you use a weapon in a carjacking.
And, of course, you're talking about 73-year-old Linda Fricke. What else is What else is being debated in the legislature that you're still concerned with, that is still yet to be decided, and you would like to see sent to the governor's desk?
Well, normally I would say the budget, but the budget we passed last week, which is, in my time, probably the earliest I've ever seen that done. So that's a very odd thing that you know, we always say we're going to do that earlier, but it seems like we always do the budget literally in the last hour of the last day of session. So that is kind of a unique incident right there where we have.
Let me ask you, Kirk, because you've been around for a long time, and I'd like your thoughts on that. Why do you think it was different this year? Why did the budget get passed so early? And because you're right, normally it's, man, we're talking about this up until what, 5 o'clock the day before the session closes?
Oh, yeah, we've gone all the way
o'clock?
To the end. Right,
yeah,
all the way to the 5 o'clock hour on the budget.
It's like I can imagine tumbleweed blowing through the chamber there. Tell me what.
Right.
How did it happen? How did that come to be?
Well, first off, you have more legislative independence, and you have the House and the Senate working together, which got, they start on the budget way, way out. I mean, they start having hearings before session, which we normally would do. But, it's just a different day up there, Tommy. You have, like I said, you have legislative independence. So you have the House and the Senate working more closely together and in sync. We all got together. The money committees, did their work early, got the budget done. And the reason why, or one of the reasons why, we wanted to get that done early, so in case, the governor wants to veto the budget or veto one of the money bills, we can override that veto while we're in session, and we don't have to come back in July, in the veto session, which, is more unlikely to happen. So that's the reason why, one of the reasons why I think we passed the budget early on. Second was, the money committees have been very efficient this year. They got out in front of this early. We knew what we were dealing with, and they just got their business done.
I guess it's easier with a surplus than it is when you have to make cuts as well, right?
Some say it might be harder with a surplus.
Really?
Because then everybody's fighting over money. But, yeah, I think so. I think you're right. And you know, I know we always get criticized on things like pet projects or member amendments, but, you know, and those are always going to be. But if you look at what projects those are being spent on, they're being spent on bridges and sewage and flooding and those kind of things. You know, the days of the crazy stuff, I think, have gone. I mean, you know, the money I'm spending on, we're doing police cameras, we're doing, you know, things for the fire department, police radio. I mean, if you look at the member amendments, they're things that make sense.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here when we come back. When you talk about Linda Fricke's tragic death, you know, the people that committed those crimes that were charged with it were all juveniles. There was this multi-parish, multi-vehicle car theft chase thing with some teenagers, 13 and 15 years old, I think it was, over the weekend. Loaded 40 caliber handgun on the front seat, the passenger seat. I'm talking about juvenile crime when we come back. And has anything happened this legislative session to address that? And what can be done with it? And what are you hearing from your constituents? Because I got to believe a lot of people are concerned about it. We're talking to Senator Kirk Talbot, Louisiana State Senator, about the legislative session, specifically about juvenile crime when we come back. If you have any questions, comments, you can text them to 504-260-1870. One text comes in and says, thanks to Senator Talbot from Linda Fricke's co-workers. Time for traffic now, WWL. 7:57, 3 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Senator Kirk Talbot about the legislative session. A text comes in, Senator, says, can you ask Senator Talbot about money for teacher raises? All other parishes got huge increases. Jefferson Parish got very little.
I don't know what's – I know we did, a $1,500 teacher pay raise. I don't know how that translates, you know, parish by parish, but I'm fairly certain what we did was a $1,500 a year teacher pay raise.
I thought it was all parishes as well, but I guess we can look into that. Tell me – let's talk about juvenile crime if we can, because, you know, man, 13, 15 years old, multi-parish, high-speed chase – a loaded 40 caliber handgun on the front seat, numerous cars stolen. We all know what happened with Linda Fricke and with the carjacking and that horrendous crime. Is there anything that was done this legislative session or can be done to address juvenile crime? And how big of a problem is this going forward, and how do you solve it?
Well, it's a huge problem, and it's plaguing, you know, New Orleans and Baton Rouge, everywhere in the state, but mainly New Orleans and Baton Rouge. But Senator Stuart Caffey out of Monroe has a bill that is going to try, you know, years ago we had moved the juvenile age and changed it, and now his bill is going to move that back to 17. It's a little more detailed than that, than just that cut and dry, but you're seeing that frustration pan out in legislation in this legislature. You're seeing, you know, the usual amount of bills that are always seen to be pro-criminal about parole and things like that, and all of them have been beaten back. You know, I just think there's a lot of buyer's remorse on this so-called criminal justice reform that I didn't support last when it was passed a couple years ago. But it obviously, some of those bills had passed, and you're seeing a lot of buyer's remorse on things like that, and that frustration is well within the rails of the legislature, I can assure you.
And, you know, it all goes back, I think, a lot of it to parenting, and I don't know how you can legislate people to be good parents, can you?
No, difficult thing. I mean, I would be willing to bet every one of these juveniles does not have a father at home, you know, is not his or her parents are not helping him at homework every night, and he just snuck out and went and did carjacking. So it's the same story every time.
And how do you fix it? That's a question. We'll talk more in the future, Kirk Talbot. When we come back, we'll talk to Dane Cialino.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.